My name's Al Rivett with Lowry, and today we'll be talking about labeling overall and print and apply solutions and the benefits and around print and apply.
And my name is Charles Wilson. I'm with Zebra Technologies, and I too will be adding some color and input to our discussion.
So Chuck, for the team, if you could just explain, what is a print and apply machine from a high level?
At a 30,000 foot view, a print and apply machine is arguably the lowest cost robot you could put on a manufacturing or production line or floor. It contains a thermal printer that prints a label and dispenses that label out onto some sort of apply mechanism, like the machines that Paragon Labeling makes, and that label is then affixed to the product as it traverses by on a conveyance or it stops for any number of reasons. Typically it's blown on or it's tamped or it's wiped on, but it's just an automated way of putting a sticky label onto a product or a pallet or a carton.
Outstanding, thank you. So what are the biggest reasons for purchasing the system?
Your biggest reasons for purchasing the system are, I guess there's many if you think about them. Certainly traceability and compliance are high on that list. Anybody that needs to adhere to a particular industry standard comply to those types of things are big drivers. Other big drivers that you see are labor savings. You're able to eliminate humans that are putting labels onto product, and you're doing that now automated with a robot. You'll be able to reallocate that labor or eliminate that labor if you're able to reallocate it and send it over to another area of your enterprise that's a revenue generating area. That makes things a lot easier and a lot better for you. So those are, I'm going to say, kind of the biggies. The labor savings, the reallocation, and the compliance and traceability are always big in that arena.
Thank you. So print and apply has been around for quite some time. What's some of the biggest reasons for any specific brand choice? What are you looking for? What should somebody be looking for if they're choosing a print and apply machine?
In my conversations with end users, and I meet a lot of different end users, I also talk to quite a few resellers. The reason people are looking to purchase the print and apply, is that why you're
why would they choose Paragon? They've been around for quite some time, so why would they choose a specific brand over another? What is Paragon offering that might sway one way or the other? And the Zebra line.
Fair question. Good question. One of the big drivers, I think, in choosing a brand over another brand is what's already existing in your enterprise. If you have a sea of Zebra printers in your enterprise on the tabletop, desktop side, and now you're moving to an automated solution, you'll probably want to keep Zebra in that enterprise. You'll want to keep that look and feel for your operators. You'll want to keep that same consistent menu structure so that people that have been dealing with these tabletop desktop devices for years have the same common look and feel when they go deal with this automated system. Also on the IT side, you have IT group that's been dealing with a programming language. In the case of Zebra, it's ZPL. You have these people that have dealt with this programming language for years. You're not changing that on them. They're able to use the same drivers. They're able to use the same code that's been written, things of that nature. So those are certainly big reasons for doing it. Quality, uptime, mammoth reasons for picking a particular item over one brand over a different brand. These things are not put in place to put 10 labels on a day or 100 labels on a day. They're typically put in place to put thousands of labels on a day. So it needs to run consistently. It needs to run flawlessly. But it's mechanical, right? There's no way around it. At some point, it's going to break. That's just the nature of a mechanical device. Even the best car, you know, the most expensive car, goes south now and again. So the modularity of a system, the ease of fixing that system, getting in and replacing parts in that system become very crucial in keeping uptime, because that's really the ultimate goal, is for this thing to not go down at all. The longer I can run it, the more consistent it runs, And when it does go bad, the quicker I can get it back up and running is better for my production line, better for my organization. And the ZE500 was built on that premise. It's a top-tier device for Zebra. It's a 24/7 harsh environment, beat-me-up kind of printing device. But when it comes down to it, there's parts that could be changed in less than 60 seconds. Common wear parts that could be changed in, you know, just 60 seconds or less. Belts can be changed in 10 or 15 minutes. And I think you might see some of the same things roll over into the Paragon system. What kind of things do you guys do on your system that make it the preferred brand to your customers?
I would say very similar to what you had mentioned. It's built to apply labels on a consistent basis for an awful long time. And we've got so many customers that use it day in and day out. And it really comes down to reliability and the ability to service it quickly. Very similar. Very similar. So what do you see as the trends in the print and apply market? Is anything changing? Do we see any areas of growth, anything that we should be looking for?
Absolutely. And that's certainly something that, you know, Zebra tries to stay on the cutting edge and gather this information. And so we're constantly talking to end users about things that they would see. And some I agree with, I guess, and some I may not. I would push back a little. I'm always asked about print speed. Everybody always goes, can you go faster? And my response to that is kind of a why. Most applications I see are case, carton, or pallet labeling, and they're running at 6, maybe 8 inches a second on the printing device. Once in a blue moon, you'll see one go to 10 or 12 IPS, but you just don't see this mammoth amount of need for these extremely fast speeds. And those that have them, they're going to have to move to very specialized media, things that can handle and print at those speeds and still have a non-degraded image so that, you know, barcodes will scan and text can be read, things of that nature. So while it's asked about quite a bit, I'm not convinced that it's 100% of the need for the bulk of the applications out there. Color's another biggie. People always want to print in color. And that becomes a difficult thing. You can get inkjet cartridges that do that, but they're just not conducive to a harsh environment and running as hard as we need to run them. The thermal printers are the way to go in that kind of environment. So people that need color, we find, do a partial pre-printed label. And they just put the variable date on there in black with the ribbon out of the thermal printer or direct thermal media and running that through the printing device to do their variable image quality. What else do I get talked about, questions about?
Do you see an uptick in the need for print and apply, or is it a fairly steady requirement?
It's a consistent growth, I think, in the 3-5% annually. I think you see as manufacturers grow, as new facilities open for existing customers, they'll automate the lines to bring them up to speed with their previous lines. Back a little bit about your trends and what I get asked about. A lot of these systems use plant air. They use a pneumatics system in it. And plant air is a very expensive consumable in the plant. A lot of things are running on plant air. So if you can eliminate that, it helps. So an all-electric machine, servo-driven instead of pneumatic-driven type devices, I'm seeing quite a bit of questions and things revolving around that. I get a lot of questions around resolution, you know, higher resolution devices. But again, I push back a little bit there, and I think, you know, most of what you're doing today is a shipping label of some sort, and the 203 DPI, dots per inch, is more than adequate for doing that. People that need to print smaller graphics or higher density barcodes, you'll see them go to a 300 DPI machine. And those are used quite a bit. You know, I'm not saying there's no need for a higher resolution, but I'm saying it is very niche in the marketplace. It's certainly the exception, not the rule.
Fair enough. Well, Chuck, I want to thank you for the information on print and apply. This has been a great session.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you.